This is a shortened version of the constructive rest meditation for when you don't have a lot of time. So it's just a 10-minute meditation in which there's some very powerful imagery which allows your body to come to a state of deep rest, a space where the body can renew and restore. So lying in semi-supine on your back with your knees bent and feet hip-width apart, with the arms lying by your side, palms facing upwards. So closing your eyes and bringing your awareness to the full length of the spine, from halfway up the back of the head all the way down through the thoracics, and into the lumbar spine, ending with the pelvis. Allowing the body and the spine to rest into the floor. And so now, allowing the awareness to rest gently on the breath. And to envisage your breath traveling down the spine and back up the front of the body. So inhaling as it flows down the spine. A sense of opening, of release, and an exhale as it comes up the front. So inhaling and opening as the breath travels down the spine, and exhaling and releasing as the breath travels up the spine. Really getting a sense of that cyclical process. Beginning in your head, in the back of your head, traveling down the back of the spine, up between the legs, and up the front of the body. It can be useful, particularly on the front of the body, to feel like you're zipping up a jacket. And now feeling the weight of the head dropping, melting into the surface upon which it's resting. Allowing the spine to be in a very neutral and natural position. And so adjusting this if need be just now. taking your awareness to the structure, the bony structure of your body, and feeling into its strength, of its stature, and of its ability to hold you. And with this sensation, also allowing the muscles, the ligaments, the tissue around about to gently relax and release any tension into the floor. Now, feeling in to your legs and imagining that your legs are draped over a hanger like a coat rail or some other form of bar. The thighs hanging on one side and the lower legs on the other, and being thoroughly supported from above, but allowing any tension, any holding, to drain away from the pelvis. If you like, you might want to imagine the pelvis hanging in free air for a while. And moving on to placing your attention on the thighs. And allowing the image of a small waterfall flowing down from the knees into the hip sockets, into the pelvis, and releasing muscle tension as it goes. Allowing this image to just gently and gradually appear without trying. Without forcing. Any small effort, any small way in which you can allow this image to appear is enough. So allowing the water running down your thighs to gently ease away tension and perhaps to form pools at your hips, at your pelvis, and allowing your pelvis to bathe in that pool. And now imagining the water running from your knees down the other direction, down your shins, and trickling into pools at your feet. allowing the tension to drain away with the water. Feeling the water running past your ankles, gradually surrounding your feet, your toes. Feeling the sensations of the water as your feet rest in these pools. Now, in a similar way, envisioning deep pools in your eye sockets, allowing your eyes to rest in deep pools of water. Allowing any tension in the eyes and the forehead to drain away into these pools, to sink downwards into the floor. And broadening out to get a sense of the feet and the eyes resting in these pools at the same time. Surrender into gravity. And feeling grounded and connected with the earth. As we lie here in this deep state of relaxation.